From the Heart, December 30. Preparing for Heaven. So they put a clean turban on his head, and they put the clothes on him. As we approach the perils of the last days, the temptations of the enemy become stronger and more determined. Satan has come down in great power, knowing that his time is short. And he is working with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. The warning comes to us through God's word that, if it were possible, he would deceive the very elect. Wonderful events are soon to open before the world. The end of all things is at hand. The time of trouble is about to come upon the people of God. Then it is that the decree will go forth forbidding those who keep the Sabbath of the Lord to buy or sell, and threatening them with punishment and even death if they do not observe the first day of the week as the Sabbath. In the time of trouble, Satan stirs up the wicked, and they encircle the people of God to destroy them. But he does not know that pardon has been written opposite their names in the books of heaven. He does not know that the command has been given, take away the filthy garments from them, clothe them with change of raiment, and set a fair mitre upon their heads. While we speak of the necessity of separating from sin, remember that Christ came to our world to save sinners, and that he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. It is our privilege to believe that his blood is able to cleanse us from every spot and stain of sin. We must not limit the power of the Holy One of Israel. He wants us to come to him just as we are, sinful and polluted. His blood is efficacious. I entreat you not to grieve his spirit by continuing in sin. If you fall under temptation, do not become discouraged. This promise comes ringing down along the line to our time. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. I feel that for this one promise, a continual song of thanksgiving ought to go forth from the lips of mortals. Let us gather up these precious jewels of promise. And when Satan accuses us of our great sinfulness and tempts us to doubt the power of God to save, let us repeat the words of Christ, Him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out.